This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Saturday there could be no permanent ceasefire in Gaza until Hamas was destroyed, casting doubt on a key part of a truce proposal that U.S. President Joe Biden said Israel itself had made. This came after Biden said on Friday that Israel had proposed a deal involving an initial six-week truce with a partial Israeli military withdrawal and the release of some hostages while the two sides negotiated a permanent end to hostilities. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Netanyahu's comments have raised questions over the details of the plan and its timing. Hamas has cautiously welcomed talks on a deal. Biden had signaled that Hamas would not stay in power in Gaza without elaborating. But the Iranian-backed Islamist group has not indicated it might step aside or disarm voluntarily. In Tel Aviv, protesters rallied, calling for the release of Israeli hostages in the Palestinian enclave. An opposition leader, Yair Lapid, said his party would support the agreement.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Official results from South Africa's election are expected to confirm on Sunday evening the end of the African National Congress's 30 years of majority governing and start the clock on a race to form a new ruling coalition. Voters, angry at joblessness, inequality and power shortages, slashed support for ANC, the former liberation movement of the late Nelson Mandela, to 40% in Wednesday's election, down from 57.5% in the 2019 parliamentary vote. This means it must now share power, likely with a major political party, in order to keep it, an unprecedented prospect since the end of white majority rule in 1994. This is VOA News. Iran's hardline former president Mohammad Ahmadinejad has registered as a possible candidate for the June 28 presidential election, seeking to regain the country's top political position after a helicopter crash killed the nation's president and seven others. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The populist former leader's registration puts pressure on Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In office, Ahmadinejad openly challenged the 85-year-old cleric, and his attempt to run in 2021 was barred by authorities. The firebrand Holocaust-questioning politician's return also comes during a time of heightened tensions between Iran and the West over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program, its arming of Russia in its war in Ukraine, and its wide-reaching crackdowns on dissent. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Major relief agencies warn time is running out for millions of people in Sudan who they say are at imminent risk of famine because the country's warring parties are preventing aid from reaching them. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
19 global humanitarian organizations, including 12 United Nations agencies, urge Sudan's warring parties to stop blocking food aid from reaching millions of people suffering from acute hunger. Jens Laerke is spokesperson for the Office for Coordination for Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA. He says heads of these agencies fear many of the 18 million acutely hungry people, including 3.6 million children, will die if the blocked relief pipeline isn't opened.
If they continue to be prevented from providing aid in Sudan rapidly and at scale, a famine will likely take hold in large parts of the country.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The launch countdown for Boeing's new Starliner space capsule on its inaugural crewed test flight was halted on Saturday for the second time in weeks due to a technical issue, postponing the mission for at least another 24 hours. Alex Cohen has more.
Two crew members were heading to the International Space Station as Boeing scrambles to gain a greater share of the lucrative NASA business, now dominated by Elon Musk's SpaceX. Officials said the mission was halted minutes to go before liftoff by a computer abort system. The postponement comes after a previous attempt on May 6th was halted 2 hours before launch time over a faulty pressure valve.
For more coverage 24/7, visit voanews.com in Washington. Nabil Biagio, VOA News.